Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's have some fun with records. Records are fun. Woo! Let's have some fun with records, because records are fun. All right, it is my wife's birthday weekend. Mother has come to town. And just want to send out this one to my darling bride, Carla. That's right, there's a hell of an age gap. I think some of you might know that. Some of you might not. As a matter of fact, I might be enlightening you this weekend as to just what a gulf of years there is between May and December. Power 105. How you doing? It's the Mike O'Berry Show. Want to send out this to my lovely bride, Carla, 36 years old. Woo! Oh, there's another post. Sorry about that. I forgot about that. Power 105 WABA, where your friends are. Cool in the gang, WABA. Hey, what's
does this music? Does this music capture your weekend?
Sure.
Actually, that was not a record. I just played
dinner
that
with the neighbors tonight. Dinner with the neighbor and mama and birthday dinner. Thank you, Dirk.
Yay, Dirk Vastrick.
Dirk popped for dinner.
Write all the love letters you want.
Let me just say Dirk popped for dinner for Carla and I. Okay, anyway.
Well, I didn't think he realized you were bringing the neighborhood.
Yeah Dirk, I should have flown Dirk in, to be honest with you.
Could he offer a toast?
People added to this party. What?
He could offer a toast?
Yeah, and then leave.
Did Carla hear the love letter?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, the poem.
Yeah, I gave, by the way, I gave the love letter to Carla the morning before the show. I read it.
No, from Dirk.
Oh, you know what? I don't know if she's heard it yet. I told her about it. I told her that I
mean,
had a moment.
It was the hard press.
And then Dirk sent me a message, you know, that, what was it? Hold on, let me get it.
He said, hey, step aside, old man.
I'm not stepping on your toes.
That's right.
I'm just getting up to
the French have a word for it. It's called ménage à trois.
Dirk sent me, Dirk sent me a message that indicates that he gets it. Okay. Because Dirk said, just call me Ed to your Johnny after today's show. Dirk gets the joke.
That's awesome.
Dirk gets the joke before the joke is even made. So I have no, and by the way, I have no problems with him. I think he's one of the coolest, friendliest,
great guys. Would be lucky.
Most generous listeners. Yeah. Terrific guy. You know, there are other people that have done a lot, too. There are a lot, you know, Dirk has done a lot, and Cappy has done
Mike,
a lot. And
I don't
two
think
people that are so
we're
generous.
Not focusing on that. We're focusing on the love letter he wrote to your wife.
Yeah, I mean, he could buy you a house. It doesn't give you. It doesn't give him the right to make love to your wife.
I would let him sleep with her with all the things he's done for me. Absolutely.
You what know, about this is, Cappy?
I'm not. You know, I'm Robert. I'd let him be the Robert Redford.
An indecent proposal?
Sure.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
yeah, well, he'd have to up the ante just a little bit.
You're in the recliner sitting on a whole bunch of $100 bills rolling around.
Just for inflation.
And later in the show, you know, if Dirk really wanted that, you know, and I could get what I want, the item that is out of my reach that I do someday want, which I haven't even told you guys about yet, maybe we can make it.
You're not above selling your wife.
No.
No. Who is?
Oh. Look at me. I can hardly get off the couch.
Mike, everything.
Let her have a little fun, for God's sake.
Everything has a price.
Everything has a price, okay? All right. Listen.
Yeah, the
companionship, the sex, comped. Anyway, no, it's up to her.
It's Las her. Vegas.
She'd be right. She loves
Las
she,
Vegas she prostitution.
No, I mean, I think that you know, the gifts are normally given to my son or for an event. They're not really given to, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
The poem was a lovely gift that you can't put a price on.
Let me do it. Can I have another record?
Of course. And to be honest, I want to be full disclosure. That was not a record. That was played off of the iPad. This is a record, Mike. Okay,
here we go. Let's listen. There it is. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Billy Joel's got a brand new record out. I hope you enjoy it. This one's going to be climbing up the charts soon. I know you're going to love it. Billy Joel on Power 105 WABA, you big shot.
Well, you went uptown.
All right, take it out. Take that off violently.
Violently.
I know you don't want to wreck your 45.
Oh, he doesn't
I'm not going to make
it. Well, you know what? Here. I'll do it for the fun.
Rob, I know, and these are not collectors' items.
These are not my collectors' items.
These aren't collectibles.
Okay. I would be if I was dropping a Beatles record, yeah, or an Elvis one. That's Billy Joel. I'm sure I have three.
Is this one made out of glass?
No, stop it!
don't break it. Carla, birthday record, take three. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Want to tell you a story about two kids in love. Yes, that's right. It was an old man hanging around a middle school parking lot about 7 years ago today and watching the kids run out to the school bus, and he saw one girl in particular and said, "Hey, look at you. I know there's an age difference, but I'm going to make you my wife." Oh, that was the joke I got. Oh, Linda, a lot of middle school jokes back in the day.
Linda signed off.
Let me change the record.
I could tell that story, too, over a record. That would be great.
Nice.
What's the next record?
All right, hold on.
Playing actual records. Rob brought his turntable.
This is more of a modern record.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This is the Mike O'Mara Show podcast radio program. Oh, here we go. All right.
This is a more modern one. I think it's got a little bit of a ramp before it gets to the single edit. You played this a lot on the morning show, and I'll give you a hint as to what it is. It's Madonna from the soundtrack of Dick Tracy.
Ah, okay, very good. Okay. Hey, everybody, how you doing? It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Greetings. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's going to be a beautiful weekend in the D.C. area. Temperatures in the 70s. Hey, fall is just around the corner. Hey, everyone, I want to tell you a little story about a guy that walked up a flight of stairs and had to meet a woman who was 3 years younger than he was. And here's the odd thing. Oh, I stepped on it. Okay, where did you get that? Where did that record go?
Oh, I love this song, and you used to love it too until you didn't mess up talking it up.
I know.
I
talked. All right,
I got a better one.
I screwed it up.
Classic talk.
Sorry, my bad.
My bad.
My bad.
Here's one, Micah, from the winter of 1973 on the Philadelphia. What label is this? Philadelphia International.
I don't care. I don't care what label it is.
No one cares.
There's three people that care.
Hey, how you doing? Having a fantastic morning. What a great day to be alive. Yes, sirree. Here are the OJs.
Yes, it is.
The OJs on Power 105. All right, I don't want to play.
Do you want another one? Another one to talk
One more, and then maybe I can do better.
All right, hold on. Let me pull the beat.
Terrible.
The secret is having a steady hand.
See, now Rob is doing what I want him to do, to make us know that it's a turntable.
This is why it's an inferior technology.
Hold on. You know what, Mike? You know what we really should do to do it right? We need to cue it up.
All right.
Ah, just like DJs
exactly.
would.
Exactly. All right. Will you sing me a jingle?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Power 105, all hit. WABA. Oh, let me tell you something. The advent of music television has been something truly spectacular, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing quite like that wonderful box spewing out the greatest music videos of our time. And one of the top-notch ones that I know you're going to enjoy is this fantastic group, a bunch of boys out of the UK, known as Dire Straits, featuring the guitar stylings of the one, the only, the legend, Mark Knopfler. That's right, a fantastic guitar player. You can hear these licks right now. Fantastic. Also, a pretty good motorcycle record. That's right. If you happen to have one of those big Ultra Glides and you're driving along and you got that great big sound system, pop this on to get those looks out on the road. Yeah, should be fantastic. Oh, by the way, did I mention I'm Mike O'Mara and I'm married to Carla, who's celebrating a birthday this weekend? That's indeed true. Happy birthday, Carla. Hope you have many more. And the odds say you'll have many more than I will, because I'll be dead long before you.
That's the way
Thank you. That's a good one to end on. That's a good one to end on.
All right, very cool.
Rob, I couldn't get out of this opening segment, opening vignette.
You teased me with something.
By telling you that I saw something yesterday that you are going to be probably just about as excited as I am.
Uh-oh.
I am so excited.
I know.
Oscar, you probably won't get as excited as we will about this, but there is a form of entertainment coming in May of 2017. I saw the trailer for it yesterday.
What is it?
Annabelle 2!
You know why that's so great?
Annabelle.
I remember when Annabelle 1 come out, and I come and I go see it, and I like to die. Because you know what it was? It was the scariest doll movie I ever saw. Annabelle!
I never thought that I could see a trailer for a movie where, and by the way, the only trailers I know are trailers that put boats in the water.
I know, right? Hey, you put it in this summer? I'm going to put Annabelle in and go fishing.
Oh, man. Annabelle 2. This old lady's walking in this room, and there's a little girl that's sitting there with her back to the door, and she's playing cards.
What?
She's having a tea party with Annabelle.
What?
Annabelle the doll.
What?
Annabelle the doll.
You can't have a tea party with a doll. That's so scary. Doll movie.
Hey, you know, when I saw that trailer, you know what that old lady had in her hand? She had a cross.
What?
She had a cross because Annabelle's from the devil.
What?
Devil Annabelle. Oh, devil Annabelle.
That is one screwed up, scared doll movie.
Oh, and then the lady, let me tell you about the trailer.
What?
So I'm watching the Annabelle 2 trailer, and the lady walks into the room where the little weird girl is having a tea party with Annabelle.
Oh, my God.
The weird girl's back is to the old lady. Annabelle's facing the old lady.
So what? Yeah. You can't see your face or nothing?
You can't see the little girl's face. You sure see Annabelle's
face. Oh, that is a scary doll.
Sitting there. And then right before she drops the cross, the little girl like cracks her neck.
What?
Like a bad chiropractor, you know, like that real Japanese kind of thing. Oh, man, I like to fall out. I was so freaked out by that. Oh, man. And I thought, you know, really, when she broke that neck, I said, was that on accident? I wasn't sure.
Sometimes you can break your neck on accident, you know.
I didn't know it was on accident.
My cousin, Ray. He broke his ankle on accident when he was putting in last week. Because his winch was broken, and he had to crank, and he was cranking up the boat, and he slipped, and it fell, and it on accident broke his ankle. Dislocation.
I had a friend that actually gave himself a real bad. He was on Xarelto and had those blood thinners and cut himself shaving and got a real gusher, like, right down his neck. And I said, man, I said, what? Hey, did you do that on purpose? He said, no, it was on accident.
Yes.
Let's go see Annabelle 2.
That's a great, scary doll movie.
Coming, and here's the crazy thing. Annabelle, they said at the end, they say 5/17, 5/18/17, something like that. And I said, you mean you scare me on the TV or the computer that bad, and then you make me wait around till like Mayflowers?
You know what they're doing? Now. They're going to get inside your head, and for like about 9 months, you're going to have scared doll dreams. But you got so much to do before you see that scared doll movie. You got to have Christmas and Easter.
Annabelle 2. Annabelle 2, coming in May of 2017.
I'm going to go see it. It's so scary. Tell me about the neck again.
Okay, so she cracks her neck, and then you hear her crack her back, and like she's doing all these bad contortions, and then they showed the close-up of the mom.
Right.
I think it's the mom, and the mom drops the cross, and you know she's done for when she drops that cross.
Can't drop your cross. You know, I feel when you drop a cross, even if it's on accident, that's disrespectful to Jesus.
Yes, it is to Jesus.
Jesus.
Oscar?
Who's Jesus?
Are you looking forward to Annabelle 2?
Oh, yeah, May 2017.
Guess what? He's lying.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Stay. Take a drink. Jamie.
Yeah.
Another glass.
Sure.
Darling.
What are you drinking?
Gin. Always gin.
Here you go.
Thanks, dear.
Thank you.
May I tell you a story?
Please.
For generations, men of my family have been rabbis. It was to be my calling. I was quite a prodigy. The elders said I had a 40-year-old's understanding of the Midrash by the time I was 12. But by the time I was 13, I knew I could never be a rabbi.
Why not?
Because for all I understood of the Talmud, I never saw God there.
You couldn't lie to yourself.
I tried. Well, I tried like crazy. I mean, people were counting on me.
If you had to do it all over again, would you make the same choices?
What choice? The last thing I took away from the yeshiva is this. We can't run from who we are. Our destiny chooses us.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're live in the playroom in the heart of a nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
They said that I had a 40-year-old's understanding of the midrash.
Always
By the
gin.
Time I was two.
always gin.
Always gin. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. What's not to like? Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Let me tell you about the sponsor for today's show. It's Harry's. I had a moment in my own shower. My moment in my own shower was switching out my Harry's, putting a new one in.
Oh, it's a
and
great
there's nothing
moment.
Like putting a new one in. You see it all the time. The big shaving companies, big razor, they put out some new model and then charge even more than their already high prices. Inexcusable. Our friends at Harry's don't believe in upcharging. As a matter of fact, they just made a bunch of improvements to their razors, and they're keeping their prices exactly the same. Harry's 5-blade razor now has a softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, a trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, a textured handle for better control when it's wet, and a lubricating strip. And yes, the blades are still $2 each, and I switched my new one out today. Oh, they're fantastic.
Thing of beauty, plus, isn't it?
Harry's quality always 100% guaranteed. Your money back if you don't love your shave. Harry's starter set is an amazing deal. You get a weighted razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, 3 precision 5-blade cartridges, and a travel cover, all for just $15. For a limited time, our listeners, Harry's will shave $5 off your first store order. They're going to do that for you with your first purchase with our promo code TMOS. Go to HARRYS.com right now. Enter the TMOS code at checkout to get $5 off and help support our show. That's Harry's.com and the code TMOS. One of the great things about doing what I do is a perfectly dull, uneventful day can give me something wonderful. And I will tell you that this little story that I'm about to tell you is 1,000% true. This is a true story. And it amazed me. And, you know,
did you drop the crucifix?
I did drop it. Annabelle was sitting there staring at me.
Oh, no.
When this was over, I just walked away. I said, well, that's what makes what we talked about a little bit earlier this week.
Yeah.
That's what makes doing what we do fun. Let me tell you what happened yesterday. Yesterday, by the way, was my last day of having needles stuck in me for a while.
Woo!
So I'm very happy about that. And
congratulations on kicking the habit, Mike.
On the road. No more heroin for your boy.
I know. Yeah. And it's going to be tough, but we are behind you.
So sleepy.
Get that belt off your arm.
So here's the thing. Now, this involves a little ball busting, but don't focus on the ball busting about the food because I'm going to tell you a true story.
Okay.
Carla and I go down to our little Pollo Tropical chicken place for lunch. We meet for lunch, and she was out on the road, and I meet her going down to my little needle stick center to get my last round of medication for this hip thing that I've been dealing with, right?
Okay.
So we decide we're going to sit there. We go into the joint. By the way, the place is just popular with the long blue arm of the law. This place is just crawling with cops.
Do they comp the cops?
I have no idea. But they were flying in the other day in like these SUVs.
Yeah.
And I was parked forward, and this guy came in and backed in, and he did one of those like super rollouts. Like I'm looking at an FBI informant that's being busted by the cops. And I even rolled down the window because I was eating in the car that day.
Right.
And as I rolled down the window, I said, I thought the jig was up. And he laughed. He was an older cop.
He pulled his gun.
He said, after 20 years of driving like this, that's the way I pull into space. I said, well, it was fun to look at.
Wow.
Thank you for your service. And he went in and had his chicken. So we have our little chicken down there. And it once again, there was a table full of cops. And, you know, we sit down and it's fine. And it's fast food, kind of.
As a squirrel, this is perfect for you.
Well, I love it.
Yeah.
And to be honest,
not only
you,
is the food great, but the atmosphere is cop rich. Yeah. This is perfect for you.
I love staring at cops because I'm a little kid. And I'm just like, gun.
See those radios?
What?
See those radios, Carla? Those radios?
Yeah, the radios, the you know, the utility belts that they have.
Mm-hmm.
The Batcave stuff on them. You know?
The Batarang.
By the way, when we were there the other day, it was all brass. Like captains, lieutenants, they were all like the upper echelon of the sheriffs that were in there, or it was the highway patrol.
Commandant Lassard.
It was fun to watch. It was so we go down, Farva. We sit there, and we have a nice lunch. Now Carla Right next to the chicken joint is the place that I've told you about before called Culver's.
Yes.
And Carla knows that the Culver's is a frozen custard joint.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy
and
for
so,
you.
And so it's custardy. And Carla knows also that I've gained 1 million pounds while I've been on the shelf and because I've not been able to move and I've been hurting and I've been depressed and all the things that I use as an excuse mm-hmm. to eat. So Carla says to me right before she's leaving, she says, "You're not going to Culver's, are you?" I said, "Absolutely not." And so she pulls out of the parking lot, like delays her pullout, like I'm gonna, like if I'm gonna grab myself
a concrete,
yeah. If I'm gonna grab a concrete, I'm gonna do it in front of her. No, no, no. I know how to do these things.
Sure.
There's plenty of time. And I also happen to know that just down the road, there's a Steak and Shake. So I'm fine. Okay?
Both great.
So
both
everything's going to be fine. And by the way, I went to the Steak and Shake the day before, and I tell her about it every time so she can bust my balls.
Okay.
And here's the thing. I lost 1 pound the day I went to the Steak and Shake. So what that tells me is I can go to the Steak and Shake again yesterday, which was probably a mistake. Haven't weighed myself today. Won't be the subject of this story.
You know what it is, Mike? It's yes. The Mistake and Shake.
The Mistake and Shake. It's not cool.
No.
It's not cool, but they have the little shakes, and I got 20 minutes to kill, and I figured, you know, I don't want to walk through.
Why not get a shake?
Yeah.
Why not get a shake? Absolutely. Absolutely. Grab a shake. And what I do when I'm alone is I will grab my lunch, and I will drive down to the local airport. It's called Page Field.
Okay.
And it is the small airport. It's not the big one that you guys fly into. Mm-hmm. It's the small little one.
It must be tiny because even the big one isn't that big.
It's tiny, but they do, the runway is long enough for private air. So they have okay. jets that fly in, the little private jets. Nothing that I've ever seen that's commercial outside of maybe something that goes down to Key West or something like that. They fly. And there are a lot of those single prop private airplanes that are there, but it's hardly any traffic at all. There's no traffic at all. So I'm cheating, and I decide, well, what I'll do is I'll go down, I'll grab my little vanilla shake at the Steak and Shake.
Vanilla?
And then I will go, well, yes, vanilla.
Yeah.
What?
Chocolate's better.
Okay, well, fine. Okay, let's not bog this down.
Okay, it's just it surprised me.
You know, the thing is, Oscar, are you looking at calorie counts? What are you?
I'm trying to add up how much you actually consume.
Please don't count the calories today. Please do not count the calories. I know how many calories are in it. I know it's bad. I know it's horrible. I knew he was counting.
Well, it's gonna be tough on the improv stage in November when I'm just on the corner because both of you are just standing up there doing.
I understand.
Show.
Yeah, but
you
will feel us. You will feel our presence there. I promise you that.
And this is after last week or the week before when I said people won't even recognize me. And believe me, nobody feels more sad about that than I do.
Yeah.
Thank you. So here's my move. My move is, and by the way, you called it on your other show.
Yes.
You
maneuver.
Called it like a maneuver.
Yep.
Where you get your fast food and you listen to the radio.
Yeah. Did you take your shirt off?
Yeah, you got to take your shirt off.
No, I don't take my shirt off. Oh. I get my fast food. And I don't necessarily listen to the radio. I shut everything off and I actually roll the windows down and I watch the planes if there are any. So yesterday I get my shake and I go over to the one side of the airport. There are two sides. One where I usually have lunch. It's an observation area where you can watch the planes.
Sure.
Land, and it's just a very quiet, relaxed place.
It sounds wonderful.
I'm not the only one that's done this. This is something to look at. It's better than sitting in a parking lot and eating your food. You're sitting there eating your little fast food meal, and you're in an observation area, and there might be planes taking off.
There's a famous one here in D.C. called Gravelly Point, where you can watch
Gravelly
the planes
Point, where people
go
watch
and come
the
out of National.
It's
fantastic.
Well, I did it 50 times when I was in D.C. I love
I ride my bike there all the time.
Mm-hmm. I drive cool my car there.
It's a cool thing to do. Rob drives his car, his van there.
And I
Rob drives his van there.
And Mike, that's there is a the side door opens and it lowers me. Right? It's a special van.
So the Steak and Shake happens to be right across, literally across the street from the one side of the airport where they have a little private air terminal.
Mm.
So I've done that now twice. Yesterday was the second time. And I go across the street and I have my shake and I have 20 minutes to kill. And I'm in a state of, for about that 15 minutes, 20 minutes, of real just peaceful euphoria. Bliss.
It's the best part of your day, probably, right?
Shake for me.
Shakes and planes.
You know, there's not a lot I have to be happy about, okay? So I'm sitting there.
That's what crack addicts say as well.
And I get a win. when I pull into the park, by the way, the little private air terminal is large enough where they have like two Hertz spots for rental cars, and that's usually, and they're always empty, and that's where I park, and I've got a view of the tarmac. And yesterday, the super deluxe bonus was when I pulled up there, there are three people right in front of me, and they're hopping all over this, I guess it would be a Cessna. Is that the small
props?
Kind of plane?
Yeah.
It's a single prop, private plane. And they have epaulets on, so it looks like they're maybe doing some sort of flight training. It might be a flight school, but they're flying the small planes. You got a guy in blue. What?
It could be cosplay. They could just be pretending.
It's like a costume for the plane.
Yeah, they've dressed up.
They got into it, and they turned the engine on. Okay. So it wasn't that. But I'm watching this, enjoying the shake, and I have a show just for me. And that's all I need. That's all I need is to have the show of them hopping all over this plane. And I said, I wonder if they're like doing maintenance instruction or they're going to get in.
This sounds wonderful compared to the usual, which would be mine. When I sit in Manassas and I stare at 28 and I say, I wonder if that guy's homeless.
Yeah.
28.
Yeah. Because he's rolling a shopping cart, but he could go shopping.
Yeah.
You just made me so happy that I moved from that town.
I stare at 28
right now,
every Tuesday when I have
going
a meal.
Going to Big O and Duke.
Yeah, and I sit there and I'm like, I wonder what I'll spot today.
And also my...
that is a...
better than my lunch. Better than my lunch where I sit in my living room and try not to chew too loud because Carrie needs to hear divorce court.
You know what, Rob? Next week we must set aside some time.
Oh, I'd love
because
to.
Because when I was getting the needles, that's all they have on.
Yeah,
the judges' shows.
Well, because it's a sort of the lowest common denominator of television.
So
everyone can agree on that.
So despicable. Anyway, so I'm watching, and they crawl in and they start working on the plane, and then they get in. I'm like, okay, they're actually going to fire it up, and they fire it up. And they and this is just a great show because I love planes and I love watching them. And there are three of these youngsters, and they're obviously doing some sort of flight instruction. And they go, and they turn and they head out to the end of the runway. And at this point, they go out of sight. And you would think that was my day.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, that was just the beginning.
Really?
Because the real fun began. After they were out of sight, and I'll tell you all about that when we come back. It really happened. It really, really, really happened. I'll wrap this up when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on tomorrow's episode of the show, a long, deep, meaningful, philosophical conversation about God.
With me?
Somehow with Gary.
Really?
And we celebrate the love of vinyl music.
Oh, you got to listen to this show.
Check it out.
Are they stealing your idea? Are you giving them your turntable?
No, no. Perkins Show app.
While you're buying a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
What's that about? Trust that. What's going on?
What happened is they were looking for a turntable.
You'd be involved.
And I got a call from Mr. Rob Ford, the Badger. And he said, is there a way? And I said, Rob, there isn't. But I'm bringing one in for us.
Yes, that's
what inspired us.
Yes.
They didn't steal it.
Thank you. I knew there was something going on there.
Well, you know the Badger.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you Amazon sponsors this segment of the program. We love Amazon. They've got everything you need at the best prices. Just make sure you go through our portal.
Where do you think I bought my record player, Mike? Where do you think
Amazon.
I bought it? Of course.
That's
it's a Crossley.
Wonderful. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you anything. It's the same price as you would normally play. Yes,
Mike, you can buy radiators on Amazon.com.
Yes.
Did you get yourself a radiator for your home
after
you
broke
the other ones?
We have bought two radiators on Amazon.com for the winter. Now, Shannon said, what about getting married? I said, we had to buy two radiators on Amazon.com to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right now, Shannon's at home trying to put the radiator on her finger.
Will you be screwing those radiators back taken to where you sawed them off.
I'm not doing anything anymore, Mike. My friend A. Tony is taking care of everything. Yes.
Yeah.
Someone that knows
A-Tony?
Someone that knows what they're doing is doing everything.
Yeah. That's even the chimney and all that?
No, the chimney came back and they said, hey, we want $23,000 to remove the chimney. So I said, this is going to be a spring
The bankruptcy is here. The bankruptcy is here.
This is going to be a spring project. So look for the chimney to come down in spring 2017.
But they said it's you're able to remove it?
No. They said I'm able to remove it, but I will be removing it from the top as I first initially wanted to. It's just going to take some time.
Look for the Kickstarter campaign. Buy a brick.
Something to look forward to. Hey, if you want it or need it, Amazon has it. This, you know, just total content on this show. We're just giving, don't
we? It goes, baby.
Go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And get ready for fun because the autumn season is the Amazon season. Rock on because you only rock once. Chin chin. All that good stuff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show and my story of my milkshake cheat at the airport as I was over there enjoying my 20 minutes before I'm infused with antibiotics for the last time. And I'm in a pretty decent state of mind, and seeing them fire up this Cessna was a big win. So I've wrapped up the milkshake at this stage.
How far are you from the show when you're watching them fix the plane up and take it off? When they are sitting still, like maybe 100 yards?
No less.
Really? Probably, that close?
Probably 75 yards.
That's pretty cool. 70. That's got to be fun to watch.
But the thing is, I'm on the other side of the airport, and I kind of got turned around where the runway was going at a diagonal, and I kind of thought I was right on top of the straight runway. That wasn't the case. So the plane goes off, and I hear, and then the game is, okay, I've wrapped up the old milkshake fest, but
let's get another.
I'll wait. No. Oh. Wait. It entered my mind. But anyway, the thing is, that would be piggish. We wouldn't be doing that.
No.
That's just not going to happen.
No. It's like having a second
yesterday.
Steak.
That's not going to happen. So anyway, thank you.
I can't believe you've gone back and got a second.
No, I never did. I never
ever,
have. I haven't
ever
done that. Okay. I don't think I've ever. Oh, I'm sure I have it one time. But never at this particular
location. I bet, you know what? I bet if you did, and I'm not saying you did, if you did, it was alcohol fueled.
Mm.
Because that's when, you know, all bets are off.
Oh, God, I forgot what I did yesterday. I had a bad day yesterday, food wise.
Won't tell us.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't want to. I really, really don't want to. Because I ate after the infusion, too, before dinner.
That's okay.
Oh, did you tell
meant
Carla?
I had breakfast, lunch, a vanilla shake, and then a snack on my way back from the hospital.
Snack/meal.
That's fine.
To celebrate a meal, kind of.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and then
I'll
had...
tell you. I mean, you brought it up. This is taking away from a really interesting story.
I apologize.
Okay?
You just
but
did what Taco Bell calls.
Nathan's opened a new place up on 41.
Mike,
and
you
I had
just
two
checking
dogs.
It out. See what it's all about.
No, I've checked it out before. I was rewarding myself for being a good sport about all my medical stuff.
And you have been.
I was celebrating. So what better way to celebrate than to fill your body with nitrates that'll put you back in the hospital?
That's right.
That's the way I look at it. I understand everything you're thinking. I'll put it out there for
Mike,
you, okay?
After you've just had an antibiotic infusion for 21 days, that's the safest time to go to Nathan's.
Absolutely.
You really, you're unstoppable.
It kills all the gribblies. But I digress.
Yes.
So I'm sitting there and the plane goes away and I don't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
And usually with a little Cessna, you know, this isn't like a 737. This is a pretty quick, you know, call to the tower, bam, we take off. Mm-hmm. And if we're doing training flights or touch and goes, as they like to call, where they land and they take off, it should happen pretty quickly. And I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? Suddenly I hear, shh, and big win, private jet landing right out there on the, now this is far away. This is far, but I actually see the jet come in and it's like super cool to, you know, just to see a private jet land and, you know, and I'm curious and I said, okay, that's it. And I'm still waiting for the Cessna because that's going to be my cue to leave. And then I see the private jet decides that he's going to come across the tarmac and it's coming right over to the terminal. I said, well, he's obviously crossing the prime runway.
Ooh.
That's why the Cessna hasn't taken off. Mm-hmm. So I'll wait for him to come across. And so I see the jet and it's getting closer and closer. And as it gets closer, I look and I said, man, Man, that's living, man. That's the 1% right there, boy. Coming in on your private jet. And then I see it's got numbers on the tail, and it gets closer and closer. And I'm still waiting for the Cessna. But as it gets closer, I said, no, those are not numbers on the tail. Those are letters on the tail.
Oh, like a word or something.
Like, well, I thought it's just letters, like a letter for the flight identification.
Okay.
And then I see, yes, it does appear to be spelling out a word. And it gets closer and closer. And now I'm curious.
Sure.
Now I begin to stare. And as it gets closer and closer, and this is a small jet. This is not a Trump story, so don't worry about okay. that.
But it's not a G4.
It's not a teeny tiny jet. Okay. So it may be a G4. It may actually, it's big enough.
Sounds like it might be a G3.
I'm not sure.
Not
what
a G6.
As it gets closer, I see the letter and start spelling it out. And the one letter, it's H U G E.
Huge.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Yes.
The odds. I ask you the odds of this particular time when I am sitting in the parking lot and I see huge. There, by the way, you see a jet land at this airport, it's a win. It never happens. It hardly ever happens. I see that this lands and I like huge. I mean, oh my God. It's the huge guy. It's gotta be
Billy.
He's got huge on the tail.
Yeah.
Billy Fusillo.
Yeah.
Billy Fusillo coming in on his private jet. So at this point, once I see it, I only see the plane for a second because it goes behind the private air terminal. And I said, well, maybe he's going to swing around and maybe he'll disembark like right where I am. But no, it stops.
Oh.
And at this point, I said, I've got to see this.
Yeah.
I've got to confirm.
You have to see the deplaning.
I have to see the deplaning. And suddenly I go into prime stalker mode.
Right.
Because I go over to a corner of the private air terminal that is appears to be open to the public, but they are washing rental cars there, so I have to go through like this tiny little space to drive my car around, and of course people start staring at me.
Yeah,
obviously I'm going up kind of a one-way area and they're giving me a little bit
so
of
are
a,
you driving
I'm driving my car.
Oh, okay. I thought you were walking.
He's not walking.
Well, I see. I didn't know. But you see what's happened here, Mike, just because.
No, time is of the essence. Speed is of the essence.
Just because they're not preventing you from driving someplace doesn't mean you should.
Yes.
I mean, if you're driving through the car wash area for Hertz.
Well, okay. But it didn't look. It looked like it was okay.
Did anyone yell at you?
Nobody yelled at me. It's
not even like, hey, or anything.
So I get by the guy who's washing the car, and there's this little adjunct to the private air terminal, and I'm there, and I'm on. I've got a fence, I've got 50 yards, and I've got his jet, and there it is, and it's still spooled up, so it's still going,
yeah, yeah,
like that, and I back in. I pull an RJ. I back into the space, roll down the window, and now I am giving him a Rube stare. I am Rube staring, and I am close enough where this enters my mind. I said, I'm close enough. Do you think they're looking at me like I'm the guy that's picking them up or something like that? No, there's a fence there. There's a fence
what
there.
What if you held up a sign that said Billy?
That'd be a good trick.
Yeah. Or it just said huge.
Huge. My mind begins to race a little bit because,
sure,
you know, we have tried to book this guy on the show multiple times. The times that we have reached out to Billy Fusillo are multifold. And by the way, this is the guy that does commercials in upstate New York and down here in Florida where it's, hey, Caroline, it's huge. Somebody wants to bring up one of those commercials. I don't know. But the thing is, so I'm looking at the guy and I see activity on the plane. I'm like, okay, I think they're, you know, it's private air. They don't linger on the plane once it lands.
Right.
That's the whole point of private air. You land and bingo, you get off
the plane.
You
tell us, Mike.
So the, I've done it once, twice. I've done it twice in my life. Have you ever been on a private jet, Oscar?
Remember, if you recall, Evan had a private plane, and I went up in that a few times.
Hmm. Plane or jet?
It had jets on both sides.
You actually been on a private jet?
Yes, yes. He has. He still has the jet, technically.
My friend Alan ran a private jet service, so I was able to, on a couple of occasions, actually be on one. There's nothing like it. I
mean, well, there is something like it. Have you ever been on the Red Dog blimp?
Yeah, really.
Two times.
So I'm looking at the plane. I look over at the plane, and the little ramp comes down, and within 1 minute, there he is.
Wow.
There he is, the main guy, and he comes down.
Is he huge?
How is he carrying himself? What is he dressed like?
He's wearing jeans and a black T-shirt, and he's a little stooped, to be honest with you. Mm. He's one of those tall guys that is an older tall guy, so it's, you know, his posture, I wouldn't describe his posture as flawless.
Okay.
And he's there, and at this point, he comes down. I think he's got a suitcase. He puts it on the tarmac, goes back
up. Suitcase full of money?
Suitcase full of cash. And comes back down, sees one of his little minions that's got the vest on and hands him keys. He hands him keys.
Bring me my car.
And then he goes back on, and then a couple of hens get off.
Sure.
And I didn't get the good look to see if they were the TV ladies.
Yeah.
Or they didn't. Let me just say this. I don't believe they appeared to be bimbettes.
It could have been a business trip.
Sure.
It could have been a business trip, or they could be the family.
Yes.
It could be his wife and somebody. I don't know. I'm telling the truth.
This is my beautiful family.
You know, it's not like Playboy bunnies got off and they were all like drunk going, "Hey, Billy," which would have been, you know,
champagne
a real
bubbles.
Win. Hey, I could lie to you and tell you, but you know, the story was exciting enough for me.
Beautiful.
Now, meanwhile, I'm looking in my car and I have business cards that are sitting there in the console.
How
and
do
I'm
you
like,
approach?
There's no way. There's no way that I
too much security.
No, it wasn't.
I'm
that there
having
was security.
Trouble with my sportage.
I would be on the other side of a fence. I would be on the other side of a fence, and
you're
it would require him walking
BLA.
Over. The only way I could have done this is if I went to the private air terminal, and that would be stalking, because there's no one there.
And then cuffs. Yeah. Hey, and then handcuffs.
So I figured that wouldn't be the best way to approach
Plus,
him.
Plus, you're not in tip-top shape. You'd be hobbling through the terminal.
I'd be limping, which would probably also be a tell that would be like, as I gimp up to him, it's like, "Hello, Mr. Fossillo. I was wondering if I could give you a business card." So I'm, by the way, all this is in my mind, because when I get an opportunity like this, you know, I bust balls on interns and producers my whole career. So my feeling is, you know, walk the walk if you're going to talk the talk. So go get him. And I didn't think that I would be able to pull it off in any way where he would go, "Hey, yeah, what a great idea." No, it's an accidental. There's no way this would not appear to be stalking. There's no way. I was nervous enough sitting in the car and staring at the guy, but he didn't see me. And he brings the key down. Then the hens get off the plane. And then I'm like, okay. And then he walks into the terminal. I'm like, time to take my leave. As I'm heading out, the top of the line Kia, the new one,
yeah,
you know, a white one, is just like booking.
I was gonna ask if he actually drove
him,
a Kia. That's pretty cool. And
well,
you know,
that's what he had.
He drives
that's
what he
was
sells.
Going to pick him up.
What's funny,
I don't know if
Mike?
I didn't wait to see if he drove himself.
What is funny is you say you're afraid that it would look like you were stalking him after you snuck through an area you didn't belong and peered through a fence for 20 minutes. You wouldn't want to appear that you were stalking him.
But hey, I called Carla. I confessed to the milkshake. I said, and so what I said to Carla, I said to her, "Hey, honey, so how about that? Pretty worth me cheating and getting a milkshake, huh?" And on the other end of the phone, I hear silence because she wasn't letting me off the hook.
Yeah.
But that's my Billy Fossillo
story.
Love
it. Love it.
Thank you. Oh, isn't that cool? I saw the huge guy.
You know what?
What a douche. He's got huge on his plane.
If you had gotten a second milkshake.
He's not a douche. I don't want to say that. I don't want to get into like a whole Bubba the Love Sponge.
No.
It's okay, Mike.
No,
he's
not
a douche.
Note to self, I don't want to say bad things about people
If you had had that second milkshake, that would have been your in. Billy,
if I'd had the second milkshake, I would have been over at the Steak and Shake where they take 10 hours to get stuff out of the
slow
window.
Service,
and I would have missed the whole show. Yeah. I would have missed the whole show.
So that discipline was perfect.
The timing was fantastic, and there he was. And man, so to all you kids out there, get yourself a 24 car dealerships, and maybe you can have a plane with huge on the side of it, and have people stare at you that do national podcasts.
Timing was incredible.
Now you know where to go
for
the celebrity
sightings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I won't give anyone the time. I know exactly what time it is.
Well, I don't think he makes the same trip every day.
Okay, ruin my fun. We'll take a break. We'll come back with...
He's supposed to land. Where is he?
Where's Billy?
We'll come back and have more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I hear a lot of times singers say the most important thing is to preserve the instrument.
Preserve the instrument, as I have.
Yes.
With many shows that I've done in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm so glad that over the years I've been able to preserve my instrument.
Let's hear you interact with Mr. Fallon and hear the voice.
Play the tape. Play the tape.
I'm honored to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here.
It's a great thrill to be here, and I got to say, I came for my annual music lesson from this incredible band.
Oh, they're unbelievable, right?
I mean,
they're
so well spoken.
You handled that. The voice sounds good, and you're classy.
I didn't hear this. I should point out I didn't hear this tape before the show.
No, that's the magic.
Jesus, my impression is so spot on.
Yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just that's ain't fun. Enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's bonus. Right. Wayne Newton on the bonus show this
always
week.
Always a dirty fun one this week. Fun.
Dirty, bigoted Wayne Newton. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring and you want to find the best candidates, you need to use ZipRecruiter if you've been listening to me. You post your job on all the top job sites with ZipRecruiter.com, and you can do it easily. Post to social media as well, like Facebook and Twitter. You can find your candidates anywhere in the United States, and that's really the best way to get the best people for their jobs. In this economy that we live in, people are always looking to relocate, and they have skill sets that were used in one city. Might as well put them in
sure.
your city. If you work for an HR department or you have your own small business where you're looking for the right hire, all you do is post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Don't worry about the emails. Don't worry about the phone calls. They won't bother you anymore. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates. You rate them and then hire the right person, and you can do it fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, our listeners can post job sites on ZipRecruiter absolutely free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, it was an exciting day for me and really makes me, you know, just I love it when I have a great story like that.
That is a good one, and it is cool. I bet he was coming in from New York because, you know, he's got both dealerships.
Upstate New York, he's got dealerships up there. And it was and it was officially the last day of the needles. And the only moment
are you officially cleared from that now?
I've got a week of taking pills. And
okay.
Hey, let's not get happy. Everybody, relax.
I'm not gonna get happy at all.
This is when we get the call on the weekend.
I'd like to be moving better. To be honest with you, I'd like to be moving better. The purple cane's been thrown away. I don't use that anymore. But I just want to be. I want to get back to where I should be 2 months after this procedure, and I'm not. And it's been a setback. But I want to get there, Ed. The only moment I have, and I told the guys this before the show, is at the what's called the infusion center where I'm getting my needles. I'm sitting there chatting with the nurses and the administrators that are there. And you go in and you check in, and then they give you a wristband and they send you back and you get your drugs and you go home. And one of the people, I'm not going to mention sex, identity, where I was or anything, but I'm speaking to one of the medical professionals back there. And the
this professional you have a past with, you've seen throughout the procedures.
I've seen this individual throughout. I've seen multiple people.
Okay.
You go every day, seven days a week. You get to know some of these people. They couldn't have been nicer. And this one guy says to me, so who did your hip? I'm talking about my surgery.
Yeah.
And I mentioned the name. And the look I got was this.
Wow.
And he exhales and raises the eyebrows. And I'm like, oh.
So his reputation precedes him.
That's it.
And
well,
he doesn't have a good Yelp rating?
Yeah. The rep was apparently good in as far as this guy was concerned in the beginning. But the comment was made, there's so much going on that maybe, you know.
He's running a chop shop.
Now a little bit of a factor.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. So that's all I got. That's
quality
all I got
control.
On that one.
It's probably right. Think about it. If the volume's up, the propensity for error is up as well.
But also, so is profit.
Yeah, profit's up, way up. So let's just say if there's going to be a right one, probably might do a little comparison shopping.
You go to a boutique doctor.
Well, no, I got a recommendation. And vetted this guy rather thoroughly last night, so might even go
like
to get a little second opinion.
The guy currently who told you the current guy was great?
Personal recommendation.
Oh, man.
But remember, this guy had a reputation that was good at one time, so maybe recommendation.
Look, let me tell you something about anything medical. It's like anything else. You get your, kitchen done by somebody, or your floor is put down by somebody, or your roofing done by somebody, or your siding. You know, you're going to get somebody that probably had the greatest experience in the world, and you might not have the same experience. That's what I also think that there are odds when you talk about doing any kind of procedure. So my eyes are wide open. But when the narrative from someone else plays into my complaint, which I had, and they jived in totality, and that's when I make a decision to say, thank you, but no thank you. I will be going elsewhere, and that decision's been made. So that's it. And by the way,
that's how you lose a customer.
Exactly. I had already said that it was kind of that my feeling was kind of like get him through, and I didn't like that, and I also articulated that to the main man. I did that in a very reasonable, responsible way, and actually had a private meeting and said, this is what I want you to know is a concern of mine. And I think it landed, maybe, or maybe it didn't.
Did you get a new hip? Was it on the proper side? All right, we're done talking.
Get out of here now. Get out of here now.
You're nice. You amuse me. You have your hip. We're done talking.
And the other thing is related, because one of the things they said with my long trips, one of the things with this blood clot situation when you get a surgery like this is there. Mm-hmm. And this is just the last piece of the elderly puzzle that just pisses me off.
I love the elderly puzzle.
You're not elderly yet.
Well,
do the edges
first. Well, I feel
elderly
with all the crap going on. If I take a long trip, because of the whole clotting thing, they want me to wear those goddamn socks. Do you know the socks I'm talking about?
Prescription socks.
My dad
has
them.
It's like every old person in Florida wears these.
He's 76.
Yeah. They're compression socks. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
My a-hole Uncle Tommy wears them.
I used to wear them on accident all the time. And I'd be like,
on accident?
I said, Dad, your socks are so tight.
So are they especially tight? Is that how it works?
Oh, yeah.
How do they work? I don't know how
compression works.
They compress your calves, and they're higher than usual dress socks.
I would think wouldn't that constrict the veins and arteries even more? That would make a clot more likely.
I don't know about it. I know they're tight, and as a man that used to borrow his dad's dress socks on a regular basis to go to private school, sometimes all day, be like, oh, these socks are killing me.
Yeah, but
they're
you never had a stroke.
So if I take a long car trip or a long plane ride, I got to pop these on, but I'll wear long pants. I'm not going to wear short pants with them like 90% of the old people do.
Oh, you should wear hot pants.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Richard super Simmons. Short shorts.
Then Billy will answer.
Yes, I'll do it. But it's also why I, ultimately, I'm coming full circle. And if I had it, I'd make a purchase for making the drive up north.
Big want?
Yeah, what is
an
your
RV?
Want? Oh my!
Like a little RV,
so you can retire in it. What?
No, that we could drive it like the massive amount of miles that we drive it, and like pull into a Walmart parking lot and sleep in that instead
classy.
Of like getting a motel off the super slab and doing that every time.
We
I come
rented
up there.
The cartoon size RV.
I don't want one that big. I wouldn't want one that big.
It was supposed to be top of the line, and it wasn't as great as everyone said it was.
It sucked. To be honest with you, didn't we all come away with? This is really just plywood.
I'm never
plywood
owning an RV, even if I have $1 million.
It was practically like new. It fell apart. We had to use the ladder to get into it at one point.
Right.
And
it was
horrible to extend and retract the bedrooms. Although Oscar and I did share a lovely evening together in
the
master. Bed. Yes.
It was flimsy. And they're all flimsy. And I think that I'm not. And by the way, they buy and sell them all the time down here. But I was just saying, if I was driving up there, how nice would it be if I had this little thing I could just pull off the highway? And by the way, maybe I wouldn't need my compression socks because I'm sitting in a regular. I can just lie down in the back of the RV and let Carla do some wheels.
You know, Mike, I'm glad you brought them up again.
Sad. I have a pathetic life.
That is
have
so
I told
sad.
You that? I have a complaint. I know I'm sad. I know
don't
I'm sad.
Want to control the way I eat, so right. I'm just going to continue getting surgeries and
F
then
you,
buy an
F
RV,
you,
my
F
own
you.
Pope wagon to F take you. Me straight from the south to the north.
I know.
Jesus.
All right. Let her do the driving. It. Mike, I want to read this to you.
Bastard.
Compression stockings, and that's how they're referred to in the industry.
Thank you. Yes, they are.
Compression stockings are elastic garments worn around the leg, compressing right. the limb. Uh-huh. This reduces the diameter of distended veins and increases, I guess it would be venous blood flow, having to do with the veins.
Oh, venous.
Hey, venous.
Oh, venous.
Venous blood flow velocity and valve effectiveness. Compression therapy.
And by the way, if you're going to attack my health, I'm with you, okay? Mm-hmm. I realize where I'm at in life, and I know what's caused it, and I've said it myself, too. And it's terrible.
Yes.
And the jig is up.
This will help relieve.
Second time I've said that on the show. Today.
This will relieve aching legs.
I don't have aching legs.
Well, then you're money ahead already.
No, I'm chugging along. I worry about a lot. I worry about
that's the
recovery.
Worst thing you can do.
I'm a warrior.
You must stay positive.
That's the way it goes.
Don't be so Irish about it. Be Polish about it. Be optimistic.
You know what? Let me tell you what I have gotten out of this entire experience. I have gotten a knowledge of the fact that there are people who are in much worse shape that are suffering. And you know what? When you sit next to somebody and you walk around Cocoonville.
This is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
Mermelstein. The thing about it is everybody wants to tell you their story.
Well, yeah.
Everybody wants to tell
Very
you.
Very true.
Story.
Of course.
And now I would like to think that when it comes to strangers, if I'm bumping into somebody who's going through something, and I say, how you doing? And I say, it's been a little. I listen because I think it's important for more people, especially in this day and age, to listen a little bit and let people tell their story. I saw a documentary about Gold Star families,
mm-hmm.
Where the guy that ran the memorial, Marine Memorial, said, what do you say to these families? He said, you don't say anything. You listen because almost all of them want to tell you about their son or daughter. And that's the same way when people are going through anything medically. I think this is everybody in the world about anything. People want to share their story, even if they're shy. They want to share this stuff.
They're
you know?
Looking for
I
empathy.
I get to do it.
Yeah.
I come in. All I wanted to do, after I saw that big hump get off his private jet, the only thing that made it special for me is that I was going to be able to come in and share the story. Otherwise, it's meaningless.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I lap up that that vanilla milkshake and go home to my pathetic life, and I see a rich guy on a jet. The story is telling you guys, that I'm such a rube that I sit there.
But you're a
By
good
the way,
storyteller.
Someday I'm going to have TMOS on the side of that.
Yeah, you are.
There you go.
Yeah.
You scratch out the word huge.
I
need 80 bottles of whiteout.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
But also, I realize that if someone has a valid and really emotional story to tell, it's good to listen. But also, I don't want to hear a BS story that people are talking because they're selfish.
I will tell you this. You, and I've experienced this.
Right.
Because you will hear certain stories, and we've all experienced this, where you hear it, and because we are storytellers,
mm-hmm.
we actually kind of know if somebody's maybe taken a few liberties. When it starts to get a little out of hand, then, but I think by and large, if somebody wants to share a story about something they're dealing with,
sure.
they're not embellishing. They're actually telling you their story, and everybody wants to kind of vent it and let it out and let you know what's going on. So my advice to you and everybody else is if you get an opportunity to do that, I find that I'm dying to tell my story, but I get a chance to do it in front of thousands of people every day. I'd much rather have somebody share it with me, and I shut the hell up, and I try to listen, even if I'm not going to be able to, read my book or do what I want to do.
Message Mike today.
Right.
When you're done with this show, let him know you want to share your story.
We'll set up a phone tree.
Right on Facebook.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, right on Facebook.
And also what Mike said.
You know, you're going on an effing vacation today. And I would mind your P's and Q's, douche, because you're going to get us all in trouble here. I don't want to hear people's stories.
You just said you did.
I'm talking about personal. Oh, when you're talking with somebody, when you're talking with a human
being. When you have a private interaction.
Yeah. That's right. Oh,
okay. Stop typing, Dantown.
When you are on your island next week, what I would do is just, if you bump into somebody in one of your overpriced restaurants and they want to chat with you at the bar, when you get tired of your family, and are you bringing your bride with you on this
yes.
trip? When you tire, now we know you will tire of this.
Yes.
When you do what you always do, which is you venture off on your
own. I do my own thing,
know,
Mike. My own man.
No, he will. He will venture off.
Smiles, maybe, everyone. Smiles. Welcome to Douchebag Island.
When you are sitting in the, yes. in the bar, you just listen and enjoy somebody's story, and you'll feel good about
Mike,
it.
Mike, I am a great somebody, listener.
I've been told their story
many times. I love learning about people's lives. I love listening.
Good for
learn
you
to yes. listen to learn.
Thank you, Pony. Appreciate
that's right.
that. Yeah. Yeah. Especially at a bar when someone's hammered and they tell you everything.
That's isn't it wonderful?
It's
a
great.
Because everybody wants to tell a story. And you know what? I'm glad you're a good listener, Oscar Santana. Should work on listening to me a little bit more.
Okay? Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Oh, Mike, there's a difference between hearing and listening, isn't there?
I'm going to fly to D.C. before he leaves.
Don't forget your stockings.
Don't forget your
compression
shake.
Compression socks. Yeah, my shake. Okay, thank you. What is this? What are you playing right
this
here?
Is the theme to Fantasy Island for Oscar's vacation.
Ah, Mr. Santana, we see your jet has landed. Welcome. Fantasy Island.
It's Douchebag Island, Mike.
Douchebag. Welcome to Douchebag Island.
Douchebag. Amon.
Yes.
What do they talk about in Bermuda? What do you think they talk about? Like, what do you think the people
shorts,
at the hotel?
Onions.
When I was there, my daughter had an asthma attack, so they talked about asthma and diabetes.
I forgot that's
everybody's
where that
got on the island. Yeah, you know what? Look, I have no idea whether it's the same or it's changed, but I know you've had some
big
respiratory
asthma.
Stuff. So
yeah.
just bring whatever stuff you bring.
Mike, is it not true that the whole island is overrun with asthma and diabetes?
Asthma and diabetes. It's the island's crawling with it.
Like you can catch diabetes.
Yes,
oh, no. I touched the doorknob and I got diabetes.
Diabetes.
Use the Purell, dear.
Did I not tell you off air that it's a beautiful place to go?
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Happens
so, rent
to be,
a scooter.
And you know what?
Hammered.
Rent a scooter. And also realize, and Oscar didn't know this when I told him this story, it's the source of Mike O'Mara's greatest hitting low story.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Look for the plaque.
My personal life.
Yeah. I think
this
still
is
there.
Where Mike said goodbye to his girlfriend in the airport. And she flew away because she couldn't stand to be around him. That's what we call bottom. Drive those scooters drunk. We'll take a break and we'll come back with Oscarazzi on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
It's the end of summer. You know that, right?
Yeah, things are really going to get cool now.
But you know what's really cool?
Hmm.
Even though the summer is over, we're staying right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Isn't that the coolest thing of all?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. There has got to be a better way to mail and ship stuff. Go to the post office. It takes way too much time. Leasing a postage meter, way too expensive. There is a better way. We've been telling you about it. Stamps.com, the better way to buy postage. With Stamps.com, use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters. You can save at least 50% compared to a postage meter, plus no more time-consuming trips to the post office. You'll even get special postage discounts that you can't get at the post office. We have used Stamps.com for years.
Love
we adore it. It saves us time. It saves us money. Right now, you can use our code TMOS for this special offer, a 4-week trial, plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you'll be printing postage from your own desk. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. And without further ado, let's bring him in here, Oscarazzi.
Yay, fellas.
Hey, it's the man of the islands.
Did you watch the NFL on Twitter yesterday?
No.
No?
How do you watch
what do you mean the NFL on Twitter?
Oh, well, I don't know what you guys have been doing with your lives, but apparently you can
watch rich car dealership owners get off jets.
You can watch live sports on Twitter. It started with Wimbledon.
Ah, that's tennis.
And they made big news a few months ago when they bought the rights to actually broadcast an NFL game on Twitter.
But is it only 140 characters? Is it limited?
No, it's an actual stream like you would with anything else.
All right.
So does this mean you won't be able to get it anywhere else because they have the rights now because the NFL likes to button up something and make it completely exclusive so there are no other abilities to get this other than Twitter?
Mike, it's very astute of you. If you're a Bills fan or a Jets fan, you loved it because you had another place to watch that game.
It'll be okay.
But it wasn't exclusive. It was an exclusive online, like, social platform deal.
Exclusive.
For that. But
do they have a cheer? Do they have like a shared experience? Is there like a chat room?
Just some perspective. The Thursday night football games are usually on the NFL Network, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if you're local, you can also get it on CBS. But you can get it on CBS, the app, and the NFL Network app as well.
This and DirecTV time, too.
This time, if you have the if you have the NFL ticket, right?
Mm-hmm. So, you get the DirecTV app too, right, for your phone, so you can watch it on a mobile device too.
But
so
on
it's
Twitter,
everywhere. They're pouring it out to
on
everybody.
Twitter, it's free, right?
Okay.
And I guess what they were selling on Twitter is that second screen experience where you have a stream of everything people are talking about on Twitter while the game is on.
It's such a small, deal, it would seem like. But ultimately, you know, you're out there, you're doing something.
Yeah.
You've got a previous commitment. You know, that adds up with the people that want to check in on their games and watch their games and, watch the Giants win big over New Orleans this weekend.
So it's not the full season, but it's interesting why Twitter would do something like this. And at this point in its life cycle for a platform, they need anything they can get more eyes on that platform.
Did you watch?
You know
the
what?
Stream?
I'm going to have to analyze it, and I'll circle back with you, and we'll see about doing an analysis. That was NBA speak. Yeah.
I'll reach out. I'll reach out and see.
Well, no,
I'll
really. I've got
a window in the next couple of weeks.
As far as the platform, it's contracting. It's not growing as fast as the other platforms.
Did you watch the stream?
Absolutely.
I was.
Look great.
The platform of Twitter is contracting?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right.
Was it a steady stream or did it lock up?
No, it was a steady stream, no problems. Like you would watch anywhere else. Thought it was interesting.
Maybe they should have a prostate exam.
I watched it on TV in my bar.
Yay!
Norm MacDonald.
Funny man.
Love Norm MacDonald. Love him, love him, love him.
A man that's successful enough to have a house guest, right?
A house guest?
Yeah, like someone that actually watches his house or a house watcher? A house watcher, a house sitter. I don't know what they call them these days.
Oh, down there, house sitters down here are actually cheap.
Caretaker.
So many people need them. And,
really?
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it'd be $40 a month you can get somebody to watch.
Norm MacDonald, he makes a good living. He makes enough money to have a refrigerator, right? I mean, a kitchen.
Norm MacDonald has a house sitter?
Yeah, apparently he was found dead in Norm MacDonald's house.
Oh, my God.
He was really sitting, wasn't he?
23-year-old Michael Hunter's body was discovered by his parents after his girlfriend informed them that he was watching Norm MacDonald's home and cat. According to sources close to Hunter's family, Norm was traveling out of the country with his son, who's in high school with friends with Hunter, were told when they arrived at the front door was open, they walked in and found Hunter's dead body in bed.
Hey. God,
possible
damn.
Overdose.
Wow.
Oh, druggy. Yeah. Usually when they're young, that's terrible. Yeah, that's hard. That's
but rough. No one could beat his price.
Well, it wasn't the cat.
No, it wasn't the cat.
The cat seems to be okay.
Hey, I actually got to change the sheets here.
I was wondering, Mike, if you could
pull off the fitted sheet and check out and see if there's anything on the mattress.
Flip the mattress. Right, will you also do an impression of Norm MacDonald's cat?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Man, it's been a real drag. I haven't got any milk. I haven't had any milk or Friskies for 3 days here.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, meow.
Yeah, you think he'd get out? He didn't even let me out, so the litter box is crammed with poo. Cat poo. There you go.
Sorry. So messed up.
Sending our condolences.
Rob in China is an absolute abomination.
That good, huh?
I got a chance to check in.
Rob in China? What do
Rob
you mean?
Rob and China.
It's a Kardashian spinoff, you say.
Yes.
Oh, you mean like Rob and China?
Black China.
Black China.
Like Rob Kardashian and Black China, his lover.
Yeah. You thought perhaps I was visiting the Great Wall?
His fiance. They are the worst I've ever seen on television.
You're catching up with all this classic TV.
So much so that I changed the channel. I said, I will not give them my viewership.
Oh, no.
Good.
It is the rock bottom of reality television.
Ugh.
You've got Rob Kardashian, who grew up in the cradle of fame and fortune,
mm-hmm.
and then ate that cradle and decided to go into hiding for 4 years and then came back, and the man is 256 pounds heavy.
Too much.
I'd love to be that.
Yes, but Mike, we don't have a reality show.
Yeah, and you're not.
That's reality show fat, not real life fat.
You're not in your 20s, Mike.
Yes, you're absolutely
right
about that.
Yes.
Right, that's right. Yes, my stomach is not in my 20s.
So, you see him being yelled at by Black China throughout the show, and all the man wants to do is lose weight.
Right.
All he wants to do is lose weight, and he just continues getting beat down. We stopped the show, Shane and I did, I want to say, a third of the way in and said, enough is enough.
Would you say
now, China,
he, sorry, go ahead,
China was the lady that died, right? She was the wrestler.
Yes.
Black China,
Black
was
China.
She, was Black China, was that name based on something to do with China?
No, well, no, no. Understand. Two different things.
She's an exotic
totally
entertainer,
women,
right?
Yeah. Black China was an exotic entertainer
exactly.
at one All point. Right. She's known for her tuchus on
yes.
Instagram.
Thank you, Chris.
And she was friends with Kim Kardashian. This is where it gets really hairy.
Oh, dear.
At one point.
Her ass?
No.
Yes.
No, 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 no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Black China was dating Tyga. And as you know, Tyga is now dating Kylie. So it's very incestuous.
What is with all the K's and the Y's and all this? I mean, it's KY. I just figured it out. They're talking about the butt. It makes total sense right now. Come on. I just did that. You see how I did that?
That's very good.
So, note to self, not everything the Kardashians put out is going to be good. Now, the Dash Dolls, solid TNA.
Okay. How long do you think Black the Kardashians' shelf life is, Oscar? How long do you think that they will...
I think
they
got another 3 years.
It has to do with, if they start, their looks start to go a little south.
Yeah, but Mike, it's Kendall and Kylie who are going
to
take that torch.
That's right.
To the next
there
level.
You go.
Yeah.
And then Kendall and Kylie will have little dumb girls, and they
but
will.
Rob in China is not going to last.
All
it
right.
is so abrasive. I think even America will say enough.
Yeah, I look for the new one, Little Dumb Girls, on the E Network.
And Mike,
tiny little dumb girls.
I'll leave you with this. James Woods, a man that really pulls no punches.
Yeah, he's a right winger, too. He's a big Trump guy.
He says, I'll never watch the NFL again. And why? He said, Kaepernick is a piece of shit.
Wow. So, yeah, that's a lot of people are mad at Colin Kaepernick for not standing up during the national anthem. And James Woods, thanks so much, because I base all of my political decisions on what he says.
Yeah,
that's
and he's made
it.
So
well,
many
not
great
even
movies.
Political. It's
yeah,
just
that's right.
generally his take on Kaepernick.
I love the Salvador movie with Jim Belushi. One of my favorites. One of my all-time favorites, right?
Salvador.
Wasn't it called Salvador, where James Woods is a freelance photographer or a journalist, and he goes down and he gets shot at?
I can't imagine.
I
can't imagine
that.
Sitting
good
down
movie.
And watching
yeah.
a movie with Jim Belushi and James
you know
Woods.
What? Believe it or not, one of the best Jim Belushi, James Woods movies ever made.
High praise, Mike. Very high praise.
And that is Oscar Rotzi for today.
Thank you, Oscar. We will take a break, and we will come back with the last audio vault of the week with Rob Spiewak. You are listening to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
You love listening to The Mike O'Meara Show? Well, we want to let you in on a little something-something. We have a new bonus show every week. Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/bonus for your extra hour of full throttle, uncut, ball-busting fun for your week.
The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
bonus.
That's right, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and it's the first week of the NFL season in the books. Week two is upon us.
Yes.
And it's there. We have filled up the Mike O'Mara Show League on FanDuel. How did your fantasy team do? Did you get into the fun over the weekend? If not, it's not too late. You can dive in for week two. Now, our league is filled up, but there are plenty of chances for you to play on FanDuel. It's fantasy football for everyday fans, and this year, it's better than ever. There are beginners contests. You can go head-to-head with a friend or a rival. Even 50-50 contests where the entire top half wins cash. Contests start at just $1, so there's something for any fantasy football budget. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. FanDuel, be sports rich. And you can play against us. Access our TMOS league at FanDuel.com/TMOS. Try FanDuel now and get up to $50 in free entries. New users that deposit today get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contest valued at up to $50. You'll get 1 free entry a week, 5 weeks in a row. The value of free entries varies on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use the code TMOS for 5 free entries, void where prohibited. And listen on Monday when I tell you all about the astonishing victory that Mike O'Mara will have
Thrilling.
In his own FanDuel League. And then, Rob, if people want to get involved in our league next week, you can do it Tuesday.
Tuesday early. Get in early.
It's FanDuel.com/TMOS.
Exactly.
Correct?
That'll get
That's
you.
That's how you do it. And if you're late, there's nothing we can do about it. People dive into these leagues very, very quickly. So please, if you want to play, make sure you got to be aware of that on Tuesday because it will fill up fast. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak for Friday, September 16, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Say it with me, Mike. Mehmet. Mehmet Oz.
Mehmet Oz.
Mehmet Oz. And as Stephen Colbert said, the place where America turns for medical advice when Wheel of Fortune goes to commercial. So okay. Here is his way of defending himself on the Dr. Oz program.
So what type of temperament is required for the person who becomes president of the United States?
Unbelievable strong and smart temperament. And I think it's my greatest asset. I think temperament is my single greatest asset.
Why do so many people question your temperament?
They don't question. It's Madison Avenue. Madison Avenue went to Hillary Clinton, and they said, what? And when I say Madison, I'm talking about the advertising people, the people that make up the ads.
The experts?
And they said, let's see. Yes. And they put 15 things on a board. Let's see. Oh, temperament. Let's go after temperament. The people that know me, know, I win. I know how to win. Mm-hmm. You can't win unless you have a great temperament.
You know what? He hasn't changed
what
in 14
is he
months.
Talking about
his temperament.
It's like
thing.
Hillary up there. He's like, I know not to get sick. You just hello.
You're getting a lot of blowback on. What's funny about this election is you're getting the both sides that are are attacking mainstream journalists and media. You're getting from the right, you're getting they it's the liberal biased media. Then from the left, you're getting people saying you're allowing this guy, you're doing this whole false equivalency thing.
Yes.
And you're allowing this guy to get away with his BS. So both sides are attacking
Where's
the media.
Where's Dan Quayle when you need him?
Exactly. And really, remember the villain here. The villain here is Dr. Oz. So don't get on a political
well,
thing.
Mehmet
is just as a fake doctor. Huh.
Mehmet wants to get his raise. By the way, the whole thing.
That
this is what I believe. I believe. I believe that the whole thing is ultimately Donald Trump is ratings.
It's
you
contrived.
Put Donald Trump is ratings. So
yeah,
there's no journalism anymore.
I'm a rube, but I know someone that worked on Dr. Mehmet Oz's show,
mm-hmm.
And he said, I said, hey man, I'm always wondering how do they know that you're going to get up there and you're going to ask a question, and he always has the answers. And I know it's prep, but how
sure,
does
right.
it work, right?
Right.
They spend hours setting that up.
Of course.
So if you think that Trump was up there and said, oh, maybe I will release my records to you. And
here it is in my pocket.
Pocket. Yeah.
In
he
my
had
pocket
probably
right
seen them hours beforehand.
Of course.
It's TV. TV.
It's the thing, and TV, the magic box, and the numbers, and the money is, I think it's driving everything.
I think
it drives,
let's
it drives
book
Fox,
them on the show.
It drives CNN, it drives, and that's what it's all
ratings.
About.
But it's Mehmet-rific is what it
by
is.
By the way, when this is all over, there's going to be a hangover, because we're just not going to be fighting with each other
I can't
anymore.
Wait.
Well, there's going to be a hangover because I'm going to get really drunk. That's why he's going to be a hangover.
But you'll have a hangover already from the 5th of November.
Of course, of course. Yeah. All right. So, talking television, do you remember when football games were just football games?
Yes.
And they would put them on and you'd watch the football contest? Yeah. Now there's skits.
The contest.
Yes, the football contest, Mike. Now there's skits. Last night on Thursday Night Football, they had the Not Writing for Primetime Players, Joe Namath and Jim Kelly, do a skit about the rivalry of the Jets and the Bills. All right, so here is some great comedy, courtesy of Thursday Night Football. Joe Namath calls Jim Kelly on the phone.
Hey, listen, the funniest thing just happened.
Joe, this better not be another field goal, Joe.
You see, I got this putt lined up. Man, it's going right for the hole. And guess what happened?
Wide right.
Yes! It missed wide right.
Daddy!
And I immediately thought of you.
This is really getting old.
And then he said, I really want to kiss you.
I want to hate it, Rob. I really want to hate that bit, but I'm amused by it. I am.
Okay,
I'm
amusing is about the highest praise you can give it.
Yeah, I'm amused.
It's amusing. It's pleasant. Mike, it's a diversion is what it
like,
is.
I want to believe that they call each other and that actually, like, I want to believe that, right?
Yeah, and I like the end, too, where they bring in Mehmet Oz.
I don't think that Joe Namath knows how to dial a phone anymore.
That's a lot of fun.
The U.S. Army, I'm sorry, the Navy, is building some new battleships, and they want to know how it's going to react to explosions, particularly explosions underwater.
Ooh.
This is some pretty neat audio. They have a brand new battleship.
Wait. I don't understand what you said. The U.S. Navy is building some
battleships
and
they want
to
test
them. How it's going to react.
How they will react to underwater explosions. Yes. Like how durable
they
are.
How they will hold up with
precisely, with
like rockets and missiles landing next to them?
Well, they know that they're going to have to defend against missiles and rockets, but what they're worried about is like depth charges, underwater explosions.
Underwater landmines.
And so what they've got here is this is the actual audio of two 10,000-pound TNT bombs going off underwater.
Whoa.
By the way, the ships did fine, but it's pretty cool when you hear the explosion and you hear the spray of the water. Yeah. One more.
Wow. Wow. That's one explosion.
Yeah. 10,000 pounds of TNT, the same amount that Oscar bought at the fireworks store in Bangor.
Oh, I hope we can recreate that one.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I really, really do.
And let us close with this. I'd like to leave you something nice for the weekend, something uplifting. There is a lady. Her name is Beatrice Starnes. She is wheelchair-bound. She is 86. She had her purse stolen.
Oh,
and
no.
I don't think you get to 86 without having a positive outlook and having the ability to forgive people. And okay. I think when we hear Beatrice talking about her purse being stolen, we can all learn a lesson about how we can be happier in our later years in life. This is Beatrice Starnes.
She wants to hurt me, and the don't even know me. I hope that they beat her some of the women in prison beat her every day for long as she's in there.
Whoa.
What she did to me was even worse. I'm supposed to feel sorry for that. I don't. And she stayed up for the rest of her freaking life.
Blessings, Mike. Oh, that's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, what a dear heart. She's wonderful. That's
blessings.
It. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.